Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good morning, everybody. Today is October 6th, 2015, and you're listening live with Unveiling the Psychic Truth with your host, myself, Courtney Overfield. And if you've never had the opportunity to listen to my show before, then I welcome you. And thank you so much for being here today. And if you have listened before, then welcome back. You know, a couple months ago, I actually sat down and thought about ending the show. And it was due to a lot of different things that were going on in my life, including my husband's health. And I got on here to do my show the following day, and I had such a wide audience. I had so many people talking and listening that it inspired me to keep going, and it inspired me to get back on here every month. You know, sometimes we just need signs and symbols from the universe and from those people up above to kind of give us that nudge and that push for us to keep on going. So I found that very interesting, and it was nothing to do with, you know, my show not being good or, you know, not having enough listeners. It was nothing to do with that. It was just due to a lot of, you know, things that were going on that was kind of prohibiting me to be able to be on here as much as I wanted to. Now, I know I've had a lot of emails and phone calls and so forth about last month's show. Yes, I was super ill, and I was unable to do it. So there is no show from September. So, and the files have been deleted, so if you actually try to go in there and look for it, you're not going to find it. There was no September show. I'm very sorry, guys. I was really sick. So this month, jumping headlong into this month's show. Well, before I get started, I wanted to talk about a couple different things. Because we're definitely going to be talking about meditation and Samhain and Halloween today, because it's my favorite time of year. And those are my some very serious subjects that I want to go over. But I also want to mention that today is my wedding anniversary. 3 years ago today, I walked down the aisle and married my lovely husband. And I'm so proud to be married to him and so proud to be his wife. You know, I was watching something the other day and somebody said on this movie that love and marriage, especially marriage, is falling in love with the same person over and over and over again. And I thought, that is so true. That is very, very true. Because with marriage, you have your ups and downs. It is work. It is very, very hard work. But it is worth it, because I find that marriage is worth it because it's so hard sometimes. It makes you truly value the love that you have. And that's a good thing. But I thought that quote was very beautiful. And I thought it completely made sense, because sometimes I feel like with my husband, you know, my heart's so full that it's just going to burst. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it's just, you know, falling in love all over again, you know, that romance and those special times. So, honey, I love you. Happy anniversary. I'm glad we made it 3 years. I'm glad we're both still alive. And moving on. So last month I really wanted to talk about meditation, and I didn't get a chance to do that because I was sick and I was not on the radio. So this month I definitely wanted to cover that topic because a lot of clients and a lot of people have been asking me about meditation. And I've also heard that there's been a lot of struggle with it. And I wanted to kind of clarify some different things around meditation. First of all, and I always tell clients this, and they always look at me like I've lost my mind, but it's okay. I don't mind that. You do not have to be in complete utter silence to meditate. I know, shocking, right? The whole concept of you have to be in a, you know, a quiet space, and there needs to be no noise, and, you know, nothing going on, and so forth and so on, is a total fib. It's a total fib. Is it more convenient? Yes. It is much more convenient if you don't have anything distracting you. But is it possible to meditate in a room full of people while they're screaming bloody murder? Yeah. Yes, it is. Because meditation is not controlled by outside influences. It's controlled by you. And if you can put yourself in the right state of mind to meditate, or in the right state of mind to ground yourself out, and et cetera, while not being distracted by outside forces, then kudos to you. You are more than capable of doing it. So when somebody tells me, well, you know, you have to be in a quiet room, there's no other way to do it, and not necessarily. I don't believe that. I've meditated in a room full of people because I needed that quietness to myself at that moment. I needed to put myself into that, meditative zone at that moment. I needed that stillness to be able to move forward and be able to handle what was all around me, the chaos that was around me. So I don't believe that. And I do feel like that is something that should not be instilled in everyone, that should not be told to everyone. Well, you know, you can't meditate unless you're in a quiet room with a 5-mile quiet radius. I don't think so. And honestly, with the busyness and the hecticness of everyone's lives, you know, children and family and jobs and, today, I just mentioned my anniversaries today, but I need to go grocery shopping. You know, there's so much going on in people's lives. How do you find the time not to hear any noise at all? Or with the hectic pace, how do you find the time to tell everyone, okay, well, I'm going to need a half hour of dead silence, so you guys all have to leave the house. I don't think that would work really well for you. So I do think that that's a little bit on the fifth side. Now, I've also heard that when you meditate, you have to quiet your mind. Well, if you're meditating to quiet your mind, then how are you going to quiet your mind before that happens? Okay, I'm meditating to quiet my mind, but I can't get in a meditative state because I can't get my mind quieted. I know, it's kind of like an oxymoron right there. the thing about it is there a comfort level in meditation where you can quiet your mind completely and find stillness? Yes. Does it happen right away? No. I've been meditating for years, years and years. I enjoy meditating. I can meditate almost anywhere. I've been doing it for so long. And the thing about it is, it's only within the last year to two did I find complete and utter stillness. And what I mean by that is, I was able to completely shut off my mind to the point where there was no thought. There was no thought. And I was completely opening up to universal energy to where I found complete and utter stillness. Everything was still. Imagine, this is the feeling that overcame me when I found this feeling. Imagine being an astronaut floating through space. And you hear nothing in space, correct? You hear absolutely nothing. Maybe with your own thoughts. But at that point in time, I guarantee you, if you're floating through space and you're all alone, you're not thinking about your thoughts. You're thinking of why you're just floating through space by yourself. it was a beautiful moment. And I've been able to meditate like that since, but it took time. It took a lot of time to be able to quiet my mind and still my mind to that point where there was nothing. And like I said, that took me years. So do I feel like people could accomplish it faster? Yes, I definitely do. Do I feel like it could take people longer? Yes. To each is their own, and everybody kind of learns and understands on a different pace. So my advice is, if you can't do it right away, then don't worry about it. There will come a moment when you're capable of doing it. And if it takes you a long time, then don't worry about it. Because the fact is you are meditating. You are trying it. And that's the point that I want you to pay attention to. So getting to that place of meditation when you can't quiet your mind, this is my biggest advice for people. You know, I don't sit there and go, you know, and make the noises. I don't do anything along those lines. The way I put myself in a meditative state is I think of a place, and those for you, for those of you out there that are listening, whether you're in chat or you called in to listen today, I want you to try this. Think of a place that would make you happy. It is the happiest place in the world to you. It is your place. Maybe it is a place that you've been to in your life. Maybe it's a place that you haven't been to yet. But it is a place that would make you sincerely happy. It can be indoors. It can be outdoors. It can be a large building or a small. What place in the world, if you could imagine any place at all, and be in any place at all, what place would it be and what would it look like? Once you have this place in your mind, I want you to start referring to this place as your happy place. Now, I will describe my place for you so that you have a better understanding of what I'm talking about. My space place is actually a beach. And on the beach, there's this huge fire pit. And every time I go into my happy place, the fire is always going, whether it's day or night. There is palm trees surrounding the beach. And there is slight cliffs above it. And if you go up the cliffs, you actually come into a little bit of a meadow where there's more trees and there's actually flowers and so forth. So if I had the happiest place in the world, my place would actually be a little off because I don't think that you would find something in this world that is exactly like that. Sometimes I go through the meadow, sometimes I stay on the beach. And there's funny thing about my happy place. There's always this brown light oak wooden swing set. I think my subconscious threw that in there for fun. But this is just an example of a happy place, of my happy place. And why is it a beach? Why is it connected to a meadow? Because I love the outdoors, and those would be my two favorite places. Walking through a meadow and the trees and the forest and so forth, and then being on a beach, those are just my two favorite. Oh, I just love it. But I combined subconsciously two spaces that I really enjoy in the world, that it would really make me happy and content in the world. And if that happens to you, so be it. But the place is yours. And at the end of the day, this place is yours. It's protected by you and your guides and your archangels. And this place can only, you know, be come to by you. You own it. It's not something that anyone could take away from you. So now you have your place in your mind. And with that, what I tell people is okay, you're sitting down, you're closing your eyes, first thing first, you know, try to kind of still your mind. If it doesn't work, that's okay. You know, I try to kind of get myself in a little bit more of a comfortable spot. That's how I try to still my mind because I have two chronic diseases and sitting down for long periods of time is actually very painful for my body. So I try to kind of find a relaxed enough position to where I don't notice what's physically going on in my body, and that stills my mind enough for me to start focusing on my happy place. So focus on that happy place. Close your eyes and focus on that happy place. Put yourself there. See it. See it as if it was you were there. It was real. It is real. It's all yours. See it. What does the ground feel like? What does the air feel like? Is it hot? Is it cold? Do you smell anything? Do you hear anything? Do you feel anything underneath your fingertips? Really start to feel. Reach out with all six of your senses. You know, feeling and touch and tasting and smelling, etc., hearing. You know, really envelop this place. Discover this place. By doing so, by hearing this place, and maybe you hear birds chirping or bees buzzing, or maybe it's just quiet and you could only hear the wind blow. If it's hot or it's cold, maybe it's a good, nice 75 degrees, not too hot, not too cold. The sun is beaming down and it feels warm against your skin. Maybe when you come into your place, you're sitting on a huge boulder or on a beach and there's sand underneath and you can feel the sand in your fingers or the grass. If you come in and there's grass, maybe you can't taste anything, but you can smell honey in the air or roses. Really envelop this place. At this point in time, when you have enveloped this place, you are in meditation. You are in meditation. You know, you are no longer consciously aware of outside things going on, cars driving by, ambulances flashing, sirens, phones, TVs, pick a sound. You're no longer distracted by outside influences. You're no longer distracted by your own personal thoughts. What you are distracted and consciously into is your place of meditation. Now, once you've fully enveloped feeling this place and touching this place and stuff, this is the point where meditation starts to become more valid. I will say a lot of different things to clients. You know, if you want to meditate further, then picture yourself sitting down in a comfortable spot in your happy place, closing your eyes, stilling yourself, and really opening yourself up to the energy around you. It's like going deeper within meditation. If you are looking for answers and you're using meditation for that, then sit down, get comfy, and welcome your guides, your archangels, gods, goddesses, spirit guides, animal totems, representatives, ancestors, loved ones, to come and visit you in this place and talk to you. Now, I've had people do this before and they say, well, I didn't get anything the first time. I didn't hear anybody talk to me. Okay, but did you hear any animals? Did you smell anything? Did you feel anything at all? You know, sometimes when spirits can't access you by physically being in front of you or by talking with you, they will make you feel. Or maybe they come to you in a different way and you hear a different sound. You really have to kind of develop your sixth senses with that. But at the end of the day, I always tell people, pay attention to your sixth senses. They're there for a reason. And at the end of the day, if something doesn't come one way, it might come another. And the same goes for spirit guides and ancestors. So while you're in this place, you can ask any of them to be there, bring messages to you, talk to you, ask them questions, so forth and so on. You can also work on what I call your psychic shield, which is your protection. Everyone has a natural psychic shield, and it's different for everyone. You know, sitting there in your meditative place and calling forth your psychic shield, it could be a ring of fire. I've heard it every way you can imagine. Somebody once told me that their psychic shield looked like intertwining vines that were wrapped so tight that you couldn't see through them. But every psychic shield is different, and this is your natural protective psychic shield that will help you from pulling too much energy, picking up on things that you don't want to, so forth, etc. So ask for your psychic shield to come forward and show itself. And imagine your psychic shield, once you see it, is like a rubber band. See how far you can stretch it out and how tall you can stretch it up. That's how you grow and strengthen your psychic shield. So there's so many different things that you can do here, and there's so many different ways to kind of get into that meditative state here. And what I mean by that is once you're in that happy place, once you're feeling it and you're really there and you're seeing it, it's up to you to decide to do what to do next. Sometimes I just like to sit in that space and look around. That is calming to me. That relieves stress. Now, the next thing I wanted to cover, I'm going to take a drink of coffee real quick. Why do we meditate? Why do we meditate? I get this question all the time. Well, I don't understand. Why do we meditate? I heard a radio host talk about a month ago. And I love listening to the other hosts talk. If you're listening to my show, I highly recommend you go listen to all of them through Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I actually produce all of them. And so I am very proud of all of our hosts. But I was listening to a show about a month or so ago by Tammy Adams, and she mentioned Body, Mind, Spirit. And I'm sure that we've all heard that concept. But I love the concept that she talked about, and I want to give her credit for this because I thought this was brilliant. And this is something that I've thought of before, but I've never really been able to implement it in the words that she did, and she did it so eloquently and beautifully. So she talks about body, mind, spirit. And she said that the three consist within us at all points in time, which is true. Right now, you are the body, your physical body. You are the mind because you're listening to me talk, and you're probably like, what the heck? And you are the spirit. You are your soul center. You are your energy. And all three must balance at the same time. Now, this is where I thought it got a little interesting because everybody always asks me, you know, why do I feel off? Or why do I feel like I can't find any balance? Or why do I feel like I'm enduring too much karma or too much negativity or too many things? And sometimes, not all, but sometimes, the reason why is because your balance is off. Your body, mind, and spirit are not leveled. And the interesting thing that I love that she brought up was the fact that we can get up every single day and shower and bathe ourselves so that we don't stink. That's taking care of our body. We feed our body. We use the bathroom for our body. You know, us women out there, we put jewelry on our body. We accessorize to make ourselves feel good and because we want to look good. men out there, I'm sure sometimes you do the same thing in a way. But we do so much for our body. We are physically aware of our body every single day. When we look in the mirror and go, you know what, I need to lose weight. Or when we're at the gym and we go, okay, I'm exhausted. Or when we come home at night and we're like, oh gosh, I still have to make dinner, pack the kids' lunch, do laundry. You know, I have 3 hours of extra work I have to get done because I brought it home. And I still have to find time to go to bed. You know, we're always consciously aware of our body. Whether we're sick, we're happy, we're cold, we're hot. And we take care of it. We try our best to take care of it. Doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, physical therapy or chiropractors or massages, spas, nail salons, haircuts, brushing our teeth. Everything we do on a daily basis, a lot of what we do on a daily basis is for our physical. So then we move on to the mental body, the mind. We do encourage our mind every day. We think, we go to school or work. Why are we working? Because we want to challenge ourselves to learn more. That's why people sometimes get so bored of their jobs, because they're not learning anything anymore. They want that challenge again. We talk to friends and family. We're always encouraging our minds, always thinking, what about this? What if I do that? You know, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to go through Facebook and read things. We're always encouraging our minds, and we're always learning. And then lastly, we come to spirit. What do you do for your spirit? What have you done lately? And that's where meditation comes in. Meditation is the brushing the teeth of the spirit. It is getting dressed of the spirit. It is the sleeping of the spirit. It is all of those things that are both physical and mental. The spirit needs that as well. And we always forget it. We always brush it aside. Oh, I'll get to it eventually. I had a client tell me the other day that she felt completely out of balance. And the more I read her cards, and the more I talked to her, the more I realized she was actually very intuitive. And she was completely ignoring it. She was completely sidetracking from her intuition because she wasn't scared of it. And she told me that. She openly admitted, I'm not scared of my intuition. I don't have time for it. It's another thing that I don't have time for and I don't want to deal with. And I thought, wow. That it would be like me saying, you know what, I don't have time to brush my teeth today or take a shower, so I will do it a couple days from now. That would be like me saying, you know what, I'm not going to work today, or I'm not going to go on Facebook, I'm not going to talk to anybody or anything at all. I'm just going to be completely and utter alone because I don't want to challenge my mind. I can't handle that today. I can't handle that. It doesn't work that way. Spirit is a job in a way, but it's your job. Just like brushing your teeth is your job. Just like eating is your job. Are you going to stop eating because you don't have time for it? So the more I talked to her about the fact that her spirit was, you know, unaligned from her body and her mind, the more we talked about meditation. And she said the same thing again. I don't have time for that. And I thought, do you have time to brush your teeth? Do you have time to eat a meal? Do you have time to wash your hands or shower or change? How long does it take for you in the morning to put on all your jewelry or accessorize? Or brush your hair or do your hair or put on an extra, you know, layer of makeup? You know, how long do you spend on some things that are not even a necessity? You can take 5 minutes out of your day to meditate. You don't have to take an hour. You don't have to take five. But 5 minutes, you can find time. You can always find time for 5 minutes. I run a full-time business, and I still work for another business where I run a radio station. And on top of that, because my schedule is practically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I still maintain my meditation and my spirit. I either find five minutes in the morning when I wake up, because how many of us snooze our alarm clocks in the morning because we want 5 to 15 minutes of extra sleep, or I do it before I go to bed at night. I take 5 minutes when I finally lay down, and I do it before I go to bed at night. And sometimes you'll fall asleep with it, and that's okay. That is okay if you fall asleep into the meditation. But you have to rebalance your spirit. You have to find that way to rebalance your spirit. And meditation does that. Meditation encourages that. So that's why meditation is so important. It allows us to relieve stress. It allows us to fine-tune who we are. It allows us to access the spiritual side of ourselves. It helps us find our life path. It encourages us to keep moving forward. The best way I can describe meditation is when you're down and out and you feel low, meditation connects you back to that white light. It brings you back to that center of positivity. Because all you need to do is be in that happy place that is yours, to know you are surrounded by white light and that you are completely and utterly loved. Meditation is so much. And here's something about meditation. I actually went and seen Deepak Chopra at a convention it was a couple months ago. May have been a little bit longer than that. But he actually did studies on meditation. Studies. Scientific studies. Meditation helps impact the physical and the mental body. And this is one of those things why I love talking about meditation, because you really want something that impacts the mind, body, and the spirit. You want to kind of hit the head and go, you know what, I want to impact all three in one shot. It's like when you go to the grocery store And you can buy something that can last for more than one meal. Isn't that great? You're like, oh my gosh, I don't have to cook for 2 days. Oh, this is epic. it's like knocking three birds with one stone. And meditation does that. Not only does it lower high blood pressure, but it can rebalance physical stress in the body, heart palpitations, anxiety attacks, migraines, high blood pressure. It could stimulate healing within the body to where, it can do a lot of things along the lines of, helping you eventually reduce that cholesterol and so forth and so on. Meditation impacts the physical body. It encourages, in a way, your physical body to detox, de-stress, and feel stable. Now, as far as more cardiovascular diseases and so forth and so on, does meditation improve that? I think it does, and I think that some of the studies kind of touch on this to a point, because at the end of the day, if you're reducing stress in the body, then your body is capable of healing. Stress wrecks your immune system. Your immune system is all over the map. You're getting sick. You're getting ill. Your body can't fight. So meditation can definitely help with that, but it is not the cure-all, be-all. Mind-wise, it can release that stress and that tension. It can help with the mind racing. It has been known to help those with mental diseases, such as depression and et cetera. So it helps on the physical level and the mind level and the spirit level. It helps on all three. So that is something I just want people to keep in mind. Scientific studies, guys, that this physically helps you. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind. But I wanted to cover, a decent amount of time today on meditation. I get so many questions about it. You know, how do you do it? Why do you do it? Why do you want to do it? Why wouldn't you want to do it? That's more of the question. You know, why wouldn't you want to meditate? Why wouldn't you want to offer yourself stress relief and harmony and white light and time to talk to your angels and your guides and connect with who you are, your intuitive being, your spiritual being? Why would you not want to do that? 5 minutes. You can take out 5 minutes of your day to do that. So give it a shot. And for all of you guys out there right now who are listening, whether it's in the chat room or listening live, give it a shot today. Because for the last, we're going on about two and a half months now, since August, I've had a lot of clientele come to me and tell me, I'm stressed, I'm exhausted, I'm ill, I don't know what's going on with the energy in the universe right now. Everything's chaotic, everything's out of control, nothing's going my way, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. I have heard it all. Yes, we are going through a lot of astrological transitions right now. We just had a lunar eclipse. We just had the Lion Gateway open up on August 8th. You know, Mercury is retrograde. We are going through so many planetary and energetic shifts right now. It's like getting hit with the boomerang that just keeps flying off. And those energetic shifts cause a very massive warp of energy in the universe right now, and we're getting the blunt end of that stick. And on top of it, the veil is opening and thinning, which I'm going to talk about next. So, yes, there is a lot of chaotic energy in the universe right now, but meditation can help. It can help you ground out, feel stable, feel positive, so that you're not looking at everything going, I can't do this. Instead, you're looking at it going, I don't like this, maybe I don't want to handle it, but this is it, and I got to get through it. That mountain needs to be hurdled. You know, I got to get over it. I got to move forward. The only way is up. And to have that positive attitude, the only way is up, that increases your positive energy around you. Sitting in that mood of, I can't do this, I don't want to do this, I don't understand this, is this karma, is this universe, sitting in a place of blame and lack of understanding and not willing to understand and not willing to deal, that just brings more negativity to you. The universe is going, well, we're not inspiring you to handle this, instead we're beating you down, well, let's just keep adding more to that until you get up and start running again. Don't go there with me. I am not running any faster than I already am, and you don't want to be in that position either. But with all the energy shifts around right now, the best thing you can do is meditate. Work with stones, work with crystals, work with, different energies. Sage, sweet grass, get cleansed. Talk to a psychic, talk to a medium, talk to somebody who understands and knows what's going on to find that comfort and to find that positive energy. So I want to take a break for a quick second. If you are interested in talking to me, my phone number is 313-516-8200. You can call and book a session with me. I also do phone readings. So, and I have read people across the country, and I've actually read people overseas as well. So if you are out of state and you are not local to Michigan, don't be worried. You can actually call me for a phone reading. If you are local to Michigan and you're local to the Westland area, I do have an office in Westland where I sell all of my handmade products, candle kits, malas, prayer beads, archangel stands. I do a lot of different product lines, and my Halloween stuff was just out. I just came out with all my handmade Halloween products within the last 2 weeks. So if you are interested in coming to me for a physical session, feel free to call me and you can book that session. If you would like to email me, my email is moonbeamessence@yahoo.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Facebook is Divine Temperance, and the same thing is for Tumblr and Twitter. So you can definitely connect with me through there. And, I always say this on my radio shows, and this actually happened to me a couple months ago, and I was so happy. If you are listening to my show right now and you have a question about something that I am talking about, I don't take callers on the show. It's too hard because I'm producing the show while I'm running the show. So for me to take callers, it's really hard for me. But if you have a question that you would like answered about something I've spoken about today, feel free to contact me. I don't charge for that. I actually had somebody call me one time and go, I have a question about your show today. How much would you charge to answer that? And I thought, that is outrageous. And I hope that people out there are not doing that. I'm not going to charge you to ask a question about a topic that I'm discussing in today's show. However, if you are interested in your love life or your work life or something along those lines, then I suggest you book a reading with me. But I would love to hear from you, what you thought of the show. If there's something that maybe you would like me to cover that you haven't heard, this topic, this meditation topic, came from a listener who really wanted to hear more about meditation, and that is why I chose it as my topic for this month. So if there's something you would love to know more about, please contact me. Let me know. I would be proud to be able to talk about it and hopefully help others in the same scenario. So moving back into our topics, I know we're down to about the last 22 minutes of the show, and I still wanted to talk about Samhain and Halloween and the veil. So this is my favorite time of year. Why? Because I'm a medium, because I love Halloween, because of my background and my studies. This is like the Courtney Christmas time. I know there's a lot of people out there who enjoy Christmas and they love the snow and so forth. For me, it's all about fall. Hence the reason why I got married in the fall. I love October. It is my favorite month. It is the month that I feel the most energetic, the most charged. Oh, I just love it. So the veil. The veil is a representation of the energy between our world and the next. It's the representation of what we would say the wall between our physical realm here and the spiritual realm. We call it the veil. Around this time of year, what most Wiccans, pagans, spiritualists, so forth and et cetera, believe is that that veil becomes super thin. Now, this philosophy is way older than me, you, and all of us put together. This philosophy has been handed down for generations upon generations. It's been seen in lots of different cultures, whether it's Wiccan, pagan, you name it. It's been seen in a lot of different cultures. But Halloween is the day that the veil thins to the point where the other side can cross and come over here, and we can tap into the energy of the other side. So what I mean by this, so the veil on Halloween, the veil between this world and the next, will thin to the point where it is so super thin that you can put your hand through it, and you can connect to the energy of the other side. So what does this allow you to do? It allows you to do manifestations. It allows you to do prayers. It allows you to connect to ancestors and loved ones and those deceased. It allows you to talk to guides and animal totems and so forth. If you do spell work or energy work, it will be very, very potent because you're increasing the energy you're pulling from the other side. And your loved ones have an easier access and time to be able to come over here and stay for, a day or a longer period of time to be able to talk and protect and so forth. Their presence is more we are more aware of it that day. So the veil is very significant. Now, the veil has started to thin earlier and earlier every year. And what I mean by that is usually beginning of October, the veil starts to thin. After Halloween, we hit that thinnest mark, and then November, it starts to thicken back up. Well, every year it seems to be starting to thin faster. This year it actually started thinning in August. August is when I noticed the shift of the energy and when it started to thin. And I think that is why people are dealing with so much different energy right now. They're not accustomed to this energetic shift happening sooner. And like I said, on top of it, we had the Lion's Gateway open in August. We had a lot of planetary energy shifts in August. And then we moved into September, and we had the autumn equinox. We have dealt with lunar eclipses, Mercury retrogrades, you name it, we've had that. So a lot is going on right now. But this is the perfect time of year to be able to connect to that energy. So if you find your intuition's running high right now, roll with it. Work with it. If you find right now that you feel like your loved ones are trying to say something to you, or they're moving your car keys, or antagonizing the cats, which mine are doing right now. they are trying to get a message to you. They're trying to speak with you. Feel encouraged to open yourself up and hear it. They're not here to harm you. They're here for you. So really connect to that energy. I love Halloween, and I refer to it as more Samhain. And most of you guys might be going, what the heck is Samhain? It is, the way it is spelt, it looks like Samhain. And I've heard people pronounce it this way before, but the correct pronunciation is actually Samhain. And Samhain is is actually Halloween. It is the pagan day of the dead in a way. It is actually where Halloween kind of originates from. Because you've got to remember, paganism is actually older than any religion here on earth. It's actually older than Christianity. Paganism is very, very old. So this is where the concept of Halloween comes from. And Samhain is a day to connect to your ancestors and loved ones. In the pagan community, some believe that it is the new year. It's the start of that transition. Spiritually, we say that this is the day that our god sort of dies and the goddess is in her full reign of power. And then he repeats the cycle because his death brings winter. And in the spring, he's reborn again, to bring spring and summer to us. So, there's a lot of energy on the day of Halloween. And I know most of you out there are going to, trick or treat or go to a party and so forth and so on, but please take some time that day to connect to it. There's a lot of different things that you can do to connect to that energy. Amber, the crystal amber is perfect for October. I actually just did some reading on this. So if you have any amber at home, please, wear it or carry it. It's protective, but it also helps you connect to that October energy. Light some orange candles, do a little ritual. There's a lot of different things that you can do for the energy. This is one of those times of years that I really start to promote my Morrigan candle kit, because my Morrigan candle kit allows you to have a physical representation to be able to access that energy. And a lot of times I teach this in my Wicca classes, and I teach this to a lot of clients. A lot of times the reason why we light these candles or look at pictures or use stones is because we need something to physically hold or look at when we're accessing spiritual energy, because we are very logical-minded like that. If I can't look at the candle that's supposed to bring somebody to me, or I can't look at the candle that's supposed to bring me money, then I don't really believe that I'm doing anything that is going to allow that to happen. Well, thought is a very powerful thing. And you can manifest with your thoughts just as much as you can manifest with a candle. But I do like, promoting my Morrigan candle kit, because it's a physical candle kit that can help you kind of connect to that energy. So, oh, yes, enjoy it. So spiritual energy is very high right now, and I wanted to talk a little bit before I ended the show about ghost stories and spirits. I know that there's a lot of stuff going out there right now spiritual-wise, where the ghosts are becoming active and the spirits are becoming active. This is my thought process, and I actually had this conversation with a client the other day. If you feel in your environment that the spirits and the ghosts and so forth and et cetera mean you no harm, you're perfectly fine, they don't bother you, or you just kind of see them here or there, okay. If, however, you are in an environment where you feel like those spirits or those ghosts are hostile, energetically draining, causing mischief or problems, just not positive, you don't feel comfortable in the home or the environment, I highly recommend you get your home cleansed or that environment cleansed. I had someone who through a friend came to me a couple months ago, and not only had she's had experiences for many years, but she had a negative entity in her home to the point where her family had gone bankrupt, to the point where she couldn't even move out of the home with her family. Her kids were terrified to sleep alone. It had antagonized the animals. They had woken up with scratches and bad dreams and nightmares, and they were depressed. I mean, this entity was just causing so much harm. And the mother of the home didn't want a cleansing because the father of the home didn't want a cleansing. And they are still living with that entity and what it's causing, and that's not a good thing. So if you are having a lot of spiritual activity and it's too much, cleanse your home. Use some sage, lemongrass, salt. Have somebody professional come out and cleanse your home. This is the perfect time of year to cleanse that home. Why? Because at the end of the day, this is fall. And even if you are not in a, you know, even if you're down south and you're not one of those who gets cooped up for the winter and you get the snow and, you know, you have to shut all the windows and the doors and so forth and turn on the heat, it still is a representation of that energy moving into fall. Event, pretty soon here, we are going to be closed into our homes. It's going to be too cold to go outside. It'll be too cold to do anything. And we are locked in that environment with that energy. So whereas a lot of people say you need to do spring cleaning, I always tell people you need to do fall cleaning too. Cleanse your environments, cleanse your home, get anything that's negative, unwanted out before you lock yourself in that environment. And then do it again in the spring. Kind of goes both ways, fall and spring. So definitely kind of keep that in mind. This is a good time of year for that. You know, this is also a great time of year for, like I said, those manifestations and those prayers and spell work. The lunar eclipse. Here's another example. I had a client call me the other day, and she told me that she burned somebody's name on the lunar eclipse. And I asked her, I said, did you say anything with that, or did you do anything, or did you have a focus? And she's like, not really. I just thought I should burn her name. I said, well, why would you do that? And she said, well, I wanted to get rid of her. I don't really want her to be part of my life anymore. She's very negative. I said, well, did you tell the universe that? Did you speak that? No. I was like, so under a lunar eclipse, when it's one of the most positive manifestations, you know, days of the year, you burned a piece of paper with somebody's name on it, and you did not tell the universe why. And your goal, ultimately, was to get rid of this person, but you didn't say that to the universe on the most positive manifestation day of the year. And she was like, oh my gosh, you're telling me I manifested her. I was like, I like to think that the universe kind of has a little bit of a window into our heart and kind of can see that you weren't trying to manifest this person. I was like, but in kind of a way you did. So I helped her to correct it and reshift her energy, you know, to clear out this negative person. But you always have to watch what you're manifesting. You always have to watch what you're doing and be as specific as possible with the universe. Be as specific as possible. But this is a great time to do it. Light some candles, you know, light some incense, burn those slips of paper. Really put out to the universe what you want right now. It's a great time to manifest. Even if you are dealing with extreme negativity right now, and you're dealing with extreme situations where you're like, oh gosh, you know, I'm afraid to manifest because everything has gone wrong lately. Well, you then manifest because you want that to shift and change. So, you know, That is also a wonderful thing to do right now. But back to ghost stories. So I have a lot of ghost stories. I have so many ghost stories. That's one of the perks of being a medium. I have so many ghost stories. But I wanted to bring up something that was very special to me. So 3 years ago today, I got married. And the night before my wedding, I had a beautiful dream about my great-grandmother and my great-aunt, who are both passed away. They both came to me the night before I got married and gave me this wonderful dream of me standing in a beautiful meadow. And I was wearing my wedding dress, and they had me sit down on this white swing, like a wooden white swing, and they were sitting on either side of me telling me how proud they were of me and how they were so sad that they couldn't physically be there for my wedding, but they would be there spiritually, that they would walk me down the aisle, and that they loved me, and that they were so proud of the man that I was marrying, and so forth. It was a beautiful dream. It is a dream I will carry in my heart for the rest of my life. But I feel like in some ways it was meant to be, but in some ways it was partly, it came through so vividly, partly due to the energy of the year, you know, where we were at. You know, we were in October, so I'm so thankful for that. But I have so many ghost stories. And now is a great time of year to share those ghost stories and get them out. You know, I love doing psychic parties and psychic events and so forth, but I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were telling me that they noticed that a lot of people don't like to talk about spiritual experiences with a group of people or, you know, live on the radio or, you know, it's usually like a one-on-one thing. And I thought, you know how many people out there have spiritual experiences on a daily basis? I mean, my husband, who's so logical, and for the longest time didn't even believe in what I do, you know, he's had spiritual experiences, and even he likes to tell his stories now. Do not be, excuse me, afraid to talk about your spiritual experiences. Feel encouraged, because at the end of the day, that person you're telling that story to, you don't know how many stories they have to tell you in return. And, you know, this is one of those great time of years to talk about it. You know, it's not about being spooky or mysterious. It's just the energy encourages us to get that off our chest. You know, my grandmother came to me, and I'm still trying to interpret, you know, the message. Or, you know, my car keys keep going missing every day, and do I need to stay to the house? We have so many different questions about our intuition and our spiritual experiences, and now is that time to be asking that and really working with that energy. So definitely keep it in mind and feel comforted. You're not the only one out there that is dealing with different experiences and has different stories. And that is an encouraging thing. You are not alone. No one is ever alone. definitely keep that in mind. So what I recommend right now, work on your meditation. 5 minutes a day. Feel encouraged to do it. 5 minutes a day. Find those 5 minutes. This is your homework. With Samhain and Halloween, my recommendations, sage, make sure your house is cleansed before we close up for the winter. Have a house blessing, bless the home yourself. Light some candles, do some meditation, do some divination. If you've been meaning to work with cards or a pendulum or a new tool, this is a great time of year for it. You're going to access a lot more potent energy this time of year. That's why psychics are so popular in the month of October. We access so much more energy right now, and we get things so much more vividly and clearly, and we get so much more that's why we're so popular as far as appointments and parties this time of year. But you have the ability to use your natural intuition to connect to that energy too. So if you have been talking about picking up tarot cards or an oracle deck or a pendulum or even a crystal ball, I love crystal balls this time of year. Oh, I love them. And you want to work with that, this is a great time of year to do that. So definitely keep that in mind. Light those candles. I've been burning pumpkin spice candles every single day. I love pumpkin. Actually, my coffee right now is pumpkin. encourage, you know, those messages to come through to you. Candles are a beautiful significator of white light and positive energy and connecting to the divine and connecting to the subconscious. So definitely work with candles and herbs and crystals. This time of year, I love working with amber, like I said. Amber and jet were actually considered the witches' crystals back in mythology, because the jet, the onyx, would help reduce negativity around you, which we use jet and onyx to do nowadays, to reduce negativity, to keep negativity around us, to protect us, while the amber promotes protection, but amber is also a manifestation stone. And it's said that if you take your thumb and rub your manifestations into amber, that it is more likely to happen. So a lot of pagans and Wiccans and so forth wear the combination around this time of year to manifest those things and to stay protected, to keep all negativity at bay. So, have fun this month. You know, work with your traditions, you know, pumpkin carving and candy giving and and so forth and so on. My one recommendation before I go, and I always recommend this around Halloween, and I always try to drill this in people, you know, into clients and individuals' brains. No Ouija boards. No Ouija boards. I actually, Saturday night, I met a new person and a potential new client, because when I'm in public, people ask what I do, and then we get in conversations. And he was telling me how he likes to mess with Ouija boards. And he had a horrible experience when he was a teenager. And obviously, the experience did not hit home enough for him to stop using it. Ouija boards are like opening the door with no screen. Go open your front door with no screen. What comes in? Everything, everyone, all the bugs, all the animals, everything. There's no screen. There's no filter. You will get whatever is there. And that is the good, and that is the bad. So I tell people, please do not mess with Ouija boards. A, if you've never done it. B, if you're not experienced. C, if you don't know the proper method to be able to do it. Do not mess with Ouija boards. You do not want to have to call me or somebody else and say, look, I have something in my home that is ripping apart my furniture and throwing my glasses against the wall, and I need it out. All because you messed with the Ouija board. I don't mess with Ouija boards. I don't use Ouija boards. The only Ouija board I have is actually packed down in my storage unit at this point in time, because there was someone years ago who had it and did not want it. They had never used it, never worked with it, but they had it. It was given to them as a gift, and they did not want it, and they didn't want to throw it out. So I've had it for years and have never really worked with it at all. I have a Ouija board for no reason. So, but please, please keep this in mind. I'm not joking here, guys. I've seen the things that can come through a Ouija board that you don't want. And do I believe that there's negative entities out there? Yes, I do. I've seen them. I've witnessed them. Are there a lot of them? No. And I don't want people taking away from this radio show that you're surrounded by demons and we're all going, you know, down south. No. But when you open up a door to the spiritual side, if you're opening up a door and you're not creating a positive filter, you do have the potential to pull negativity. And that negativity is not something you want to deal with. It takes twice as long to get rid of negativity as it does to get rid of the light. And at the end of the day, none of us want to get rid of the light. So please, no Ouija boards. So I hope you enjoyed the show today. I'm very sorry that I was unable to be on the radio last month. Like I said, I was under the weather. I want to wish everyone a happy October. Enjoy. Can you believe that next month is already Thanksgiving? I can't. I can't even put my finger on that right now. If you have any questions for me, please email me at moonb@yahoo.com. Give me a call at 313-516-8210. Also, you can text that number as well. I do receive text messages. You can also find me on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook under Divine Temperance. I do appointments and sessions, parties and bookings. I sell my own handmade merchandise and products that I make. So definitely contact me if interested. I would love to hear from you. If you have a question today about what I spoke about, or you want some further clarification, and you know, you'd like to know more, please give me a call or contact me. Wishing you a wonderful Halloween. Blessed be and enjoy. Bye-bye.